Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're sure glad you're here. And we've got some great listener questions heading your way, including a great question from over in freezing cold England from Gareth asking about purchasing those customized, those awesome looking magic bands and then linking your tickets. How hard is this and how can this be done? So we'll be answering that and more here in just a second, but first a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm glancing down at my iPhone 7 Plus, and I can see that I'm down to 53 days to go until a possible trip to Walt Disney World. Maybe, maybe not, but it's counting down either way. I'm looking at a picture of the Gaston statue there in the new Fantasyland. Great place to get a picture during the Walt Disney World Marathon. Just a little tip, or even during Princess for those that are running this weekend. But irregardless, count down to your next trip with Days to Go WDW. These and other great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now. Check them out over at virtualmickey.com. Don't forget, as you do that online shopping, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and you get all of your Prime benefits. Costs you nothing extra, but it really does help support the show. Even if it's a small purchase, if we all do it, it all adds up, and it really does help support the show. So again, before you do that online shopping, visit brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1292 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you and thanks for coming on back. It's time for more of your listener questions. And thanks everybody who sends those in. We get to them as quickly as we can. And we try to answer every single question. Unfortunately, we get a ton now. But we are going to work hard to get just about every question here on the show sooner or later. So just hang there with us. We'll get to those. So joining me today to tackle this monumental task of answering questions, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
Well, I would like it officially known. I know it's 2 months later, but I finally saw Star Wars.
Oh, wow. Episode, 2 months later. Nine, huh?
I can't say I was expecting that. I'm just going to say, where did you see it at the Dollar Theater?
I did not. But yeah, we did see, you know, everybody else was seeing Black Panther. I was seeing Star Wars. So
the money goes in the same pot, Ricky. You're still supporting the mouse either way. So there you go.
I know exactly. Yeah. I'm a lot behind, but, it's finally done. So we can check mark that off the list.
So cause you're kind of a casual when it comes to Star Wars, which, you know, I think that's great.
You think? I mean, given that it took 2 months for me to
see
it.
I'm just saying, but I mean, it's cool to hear from everybody. So just like in 30 seconds, was it a great Star Wars movie, a good Star Wars movie, or a bad Star Wars movie in your opinion?
I mean, so I am not obviously Star Wars diehard, so I did not have the issues that a lot of people had with the film. So I didn't hate it. I thought it was actually not bad. So I don't know if I would call it good. I mean, like, it was good. I don't know if I'd call it great, but it was good. It was a solid film to me. So. Yeah,
just hashtag floating Princess Leia. That just bothered
that
me. But anyway,
was
that
was a little weird. That part was weird.
Weird. Totally weird. Not part weird. It was way weird. Anyway, okay. It doesn't work like that. That's what I just wanted to yell at. Anyway, so also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. The force does not work like that, Pam. What's up?
Hello. Luke wouldn't have done half of that stuff. I'm just saying. But anyways, I'm not bitter about it. I want them to go back and rewrite it. Just saying.
I don't think they're going to do that for you, Pam. Sorry.
I've already rewritten it in my head. If they bring someone here, we could get some props. It would take about 15 minutes. We could reshoot some stuff.
Let's do it. That'll be in our spare 15 minutes a day. We can start the next.
That's all I have. That's movie. What I'm saying.
That's me too. 15 minutes. Me too, man. All right, let's get to the questions. That's why you're here. First question comes from looks like England. It's from Gareth. He says, "Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I'm a longtime listener, all the way over in a freezing cold England. Always loved all the advice and tips you guys have given over the years, many of which my family and I have put to good use. My question today is, we are staying off property and pre-purchasing our 14-day Disney World tickets before we leave, which will be linked to My Disney Experience. But we want to buy Magic Bands before our first park day, probably over at Disney Springs. Are these easy to link up to our tickets, and will we have them on our My Disney Experience? Many thanks, and keep up the amazing work, guys. Gareth." Gareth, thanks for writing over from England. We love that, and it's so awesome to have listeners over in Europe. It's great. So, Ricky, what advice could you give as far as folks who have, because if you don't know, I know a lot of people say, oh, I can only get a 10-day maximum ticket on my package. That's here in the States. Folks over in England can buy 14-day tickets because they tend to stay longer. But he wants to use a Magic Band, which makes sense. So how do they go about doing that?
To linking the Magic Band?
Yeah, they want to buy it? They want to buy a Magic Band and then get their tickets, you know, kind of do it like, you know, like anybody else that's on a package. They want their tickets on their band. They want to buy probably a special Magic Band at Disney.
Okay, Spring. That's what I was like, wait, aren't they going to get a Magic Band? I was so confused.
Well, no, I mean, they might buy like a Star Wars one. Or, yeah. You know, for people, I think that's more general for everybody. Like, say you want to buy a princess. Yeah, they're off-site too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, there you go. I missed that part. Okay, now it makes sense. Okay, so it's really easy. So on the, set up your My Disney Experience, like the actual way, go ahead and set up your account. And then when you buy the Magic Band and get it in your possession and open it up and everything, there's going to be a code on the actual Magic Band. It's a numerical and alpha code that you can put in, and it's really easy to do. You can even do it like on the app. I know I watched Steve do it when he got one of the black Magic Bands. So I mean, and you, Pam, actually. So it was really super easy. Like, I mean, I think you didn't take a picture of it, did you? I don't even remember.
I think Steve took a picture of it because the writing is so small that it's easier if you take a picture of it and then enlarge the picture, because that writing on the back of the band is small.
I thought he used the picture to like to upload it into the account, but that may be something.
No, you can't do that. I wish you could.
I'm making that part up then.
Stop making stuff up, Ricky.
Sorry. Wouldn't it be cool if Disney did that? So you'll just type in the code and then bingo bango, it'll be attached to your account.
I was trying to drop that as like it works for anybody that wants to buy one of the, you know, custom Magic Bands, you know, Star Wars or Marvel or, you know, what have you, you know, certain cut, like you said, a black one. Let me throw in a pro tip for folks that use iPhones too, for this situation right here. Pam mentioned it. You mentioned it too, Ricky. Take a picture and zoom in, but also, and this is just an old man that I have an iPhone, I'm turning into an old man tip, is that on your control center. So when you swipe up from the bottom of your iPhone, your iOS device, there's actually an option to add a magnifying glass, which what it is, it's like taking a picture and zooming in, but it's like real time.
Wow, so, man.
No, but I mean, I have bad eyes too. So what you can do though is actually just zoom in, and it's got a little slider at the bottom with even a light. So say you're trying to find out what's on the menu at San Angel Inn. I mean, that place is dark as a dungeon. You don't know what you're ordering. You're just third line. I don't know what that says, but I'll take that.
I don't know what it is, but I'll eat it.
I'm just saying that way you can know what you're ordering. So. Little help there. Control center, swipe up from the bottom. You can add a magnifying glass. All right. Next question comes from Leslie. She's in Southern California, roughly 2,400 miles from Pam. So her weather is probably much better than all of ours. Anyway, hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I need your help. We've never taken advantage of extra magic hours before, but are planning to try it out on our first time on our April trip for Magic Kingdom. The extra magic hour starts at 7 a.m., so we wanted to arrive around 6:30. Ideally, we'd love to just take the bus from our resort, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and then get dropped off, but I'm afraid that we might be waiting at the bus stop and miss rope drop. We're considering using an Uber, Lyft, or taxi. Minivans don't start operations until 6:30, so it looks like that option is out for this specific trip. Do you have any suggestions for us? Also, should we go straight to the TTC or try to get dropped off at the Contemporary and then walk over? Help me make my rope drop dreams come true. Thanks so much, Leslie. All right, Pam. We're not even going to Ricky. This is 6:30 in the morning,
no,
man.
No,
this is like
no,
so boring. Is,
I'm definitely still in bed at 6:30 in the morning.
You're out. You're just go
I'm
get
out.
A go get a go get a Starbucks. All right, Pam. So
I
help.
Will. All right, cool.
Help Leslie get to the Magic Kingdom for 7 a.m. Rope drop dreams. I guess we could call it.
So they absolutely have buses that start operating prior to park opening. The issue is every now and then, and it doesn't happen very often, there's a little quirk, like a little glitch in the system. Sometimes you'll walk out and just miss a bus and you won't be there before. But I would say in all my times, you know, really having to encounter that, that just doesn't happen very often, but it does happen sometimes. So if you're really nervous about it, then I would, you know, think about taking another method of transportation. But I'll warn you in that, too, that sometimes little glitches happen in that, too. So, you know, Mike does this a lot more than I do because we drive places. But we really haven't encountered that many issues with any of the bus service.
Yeah, I would say Uber or Lyft to the Contemporary and then walk. That's your best bet. I mean, there'll be Ubers and Lyfts available that time of the day, you know, because it's kind of morning rush. But at Animal Kingdom Lodge, if you talk to Bell Services, you know, right as where you go into the main hotel, if you talk to them, they'll schedule a taxi for you too. So, you know, you could do that as well, just so you know you have a taxi going to be ready for you. I've done that for races. But I would go Uber or Lyft. They work out well. All right, Nicole's up next. Hi, all. Love the podcast and listening to Disney tips while training for the Princess Half Marathon. Uh-oh. Whoa, that's this weekend, guys. Have fun down there, everybody.
Yay, princessers.
That's right.
Go get it.
I hope everything is rose gold for y'all that are down there.
Yeah.
That's like the hottest.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you that soon we will have a rose gold medal. I'm telling you, I'm putting money on this. Bet you there will be a rose gold medal within the next 5 years if the rose gold crane hasn't gone away by then.
You know what? I was very, is this romantic last week? You know what? And I was trying to be romantic this year. I got Pam a rose gold Apple Watch band. Melanie's, one of those Melanie's.
Loops.
That's it. Yeah. I'm on the trend. I'm with it. You know, I'm paying attention. All right. Anyway, she says, we're planning.
I'm cool.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I can see it, Mike. Yeah.
I still use a magnifying glass on my iPhone, but you know what?
Exactly.
I try. She says, we are planning the day before the race to go to Disney Springs so we can get to bed early. I have two questions. Number one, what are some suggestions for lunch or an early dinner? All right, Pam, Disney Springs is high up on your list. You're looking for a lunch or an early dinner the night before the races start over at Disney Springs. Give her a couple, maybe three places to consider.
Okay, well, I'm going to first tell you to go to homecoming because, hello, it's homecoming and it's yummy.
Oh, it's so heavy, though. It's so heavy.
There's lighter choices. I've actually ordered the salad there.
She has.
And it's good. They have a lot of salad choices. They're great. And there's other options. You don't have to get the fried chicken. In fact,
I don't know
that I've ever gotten the fried chicken.
Yes,
last time
do.
I got the grouper, it was fantastic. They have great greens. Lots of good choices there. Somewhere else I'm going to suggest is Morimoto's because it's just a great location. They have so many different things to choose from. There'll be healthy options there too if you're looking for that. And then I'm going to go someplace and say Jock Lindsay's because they've added some other food items to that menu. There's lots of great choices. It's just a great place to be. And I think it's always a great choice, especially if you're looking for a little lighter option. But I'm going to add one more just because, you know, I can. And say the Boathouse. Boathouse has about 100 great choices. There's always something good to eat there.
Did you guys see they have a new dessert that's like a mile high dessert that we're going to have to get? It's like a cheesecake thing.
We have that. Isn't that the Baked Alaska?
No.
We had the S'mores Baked Alaska.
It's like a turtle cheesecake thing that's gigantic, and I must try it. So, Pam, next trip, we're down.
I know, right?
We're going to Boathouse for this giant cheesecake. Yes.
I think that there are so many great options at Disney Springs. If you're not looking for a sit-down meal, though, I highly, highly recommend Wolfgang Puck Express as a location that will have so many good choices for you in terms of that. There's also other great quick service locations, but it's just, you know, there's lots of places to eat at Disney Spring all day long.
Yeah, so. My quick service go-to would be Deluxe Burger. I love that. that place. You know, if you're not looking to sit down and have a meal,
that's
like
not heavy,
right?
No, it's not as well. I mean, when thing. I go no, because when I go to homecoming, I've been there twice, and the things I've gotten the same thing both times: fried chicken and donuts, and then mac and cheese on the side. Deviled eggs. I'm so done. I can't even move after that meal. I mean, think about fried chicken, donuts, mac and cheese, and deviled eggs. Man, I'm a done dude for like 48 hours.
Don't do that before a race. Like exactly. That's you just totally like seriously.
I could do a burger and fries though. That I could do a burger and fries and go bust out, you know, a good 17-mile run. That's not a big deal. You could do that, probably, maybe. I don't know. I'd try it. Anyway. Lots of suggestions there. Eat at your own risk there, Nicole. She has a second question. Listen to the second question. It's perfect.
Oh, no.
Where on earth do I find those rose gold cupcakes? Speaking of rose gold. That's it. She wants her innards to be rose gold for the weekend. She says, I would love to have one celebrating finishing the race. Thanks for all you do. Nicole's in West Bend, Wisconsin. All right, Ricky, you have your finger on the pulse of all things rose gold. Where do you find the cupcakes?
I mean, literally, I think that they have them almost everywhere at this point. I'm trying to pull it up and
Sunshine
see.
Seasons is where it well, is.
100%. No, they've brought Sunshine Seasons for sure, but they brought them like literally almost every park I think has them now. I'm trying to pull up the article. I know the Disney Parks blog just had an article about it. I know you can get one at the Contemporary. There are various different ones at different places. They have some at some of the resorts too. I mean, literally, if you just like look at any counter service restaurant that has a bakery, I think they're at this point they're gonna have a rose gold cupcake of some sort, because they literally rolled it out at just almost about every single restaurant or counter service restaurant at Walt Disney World, it seems like. So, but yeah, definitely the original is at Sunshine Seasons.
The original,
so.
The
yeah.
OG. Rose gold. The OGRG is what that is. Just to be like, I just roll up there and say, I need the OGRG cupcake and see if you get one. That'd be sweet. That's I would do something like that. They'd be like, sir, what? Would you like fries? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Want a cupcake. Anyway, so yeah, that's good. And let's take a picture.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, you've got to take the picture. I mean, duh. So hang on. Let me. So they have it at, I finally found the article. So they have it at Main Street Bakery, Trolley Car Cafe. They have one. But keep in mind, they are different versions. So,
gotta get them all. Exactly. That's Disney. Yeah, they're right exactly. there. You gotta get them all. Because if you don't take a picture before you eat it, it never existed. You never bought
right.
it.
That's right. There's one at Captain Cook's Kona Cafe. Apparently, there's a rose gold margarita coming to the Barefoot Pool Bar.
Wait, what? Where's the Barefoot Pool Bar? I can't remember. Where's
Polynesian.
That? Oh, Polynesian. I'm going to swing by there.
Contempo Cafe has a rose gold cupcake. Gasparilla Grill has one. All Star Music, Saratoga Springs, Old Key West, Intermissions Food Court, Artist Palette, Paddock Grill, Boardwalk Bakery, Beach Club Marketplace, Market at Ale and Compass. I told you, just about every place that has a bakery has a version of a rose gold cupcake. So you'll find one, I'm sure.
You know, it's got to this point where my wife even laughed over the weekend because Jocelyn on her Instagram account posted, rose gold ears are back in stock. You know, like, run, you know. Like,
and
oh
now they have, at Disneyland at least, they have a rose gold churro.
I think we might have
jumped the shark on that one.
I showed that to Pam. She's like, I don't know. Like, are churros supposed to be rose gold? Maybe not. I would try one. I love all churros because I say they're actually churros because they make you cheerful.
No.
That's just me.
I can tell you, I had one of the worst churros with that cookies and cream one that they had at Tortuga Tavern for a while there. Ugh, those were awful. Nah, don't get those.
I'd eat that. Anyway, next question is from Howie. He's in Newfoundland. It's not Newfoundland. It's Newfoundland. I know that from watching lots of Hockey Night in Canada. It says, hi, Mike. Longtime listener with a question. First, for the first time in 5 years, I'll be at the World July 1st through the 10th. Hey, we'll be down there at the same time. We are staying at Pop. Which buildings have been refurbed? Do you have any opinion on the new rooms? Aside from Avatar and the Animal Kingdom, what is new that I shouldn't miss? First of all, Howie.
We have an answer for that one.
Yeah. Well, Howie, Toy Story Land. Boom.
Yes.
Right there. They're opening
Mic
just
drop.
For, you know what? It's just for Howie in Newfoundland. They're like, you know what? He's going to be here on July 1st. Let's crack that thing open so he doesn't miss it on his trip. So
exactly.
There you go. You're welcome, Howie. We told him you were coming. Anyway, so as far as the buildings that have been refurbed, now, as of right now, again, it's February. When I was down there in, you know, at New Year's Eve, the 80s and 90s were done. The 70s were about three quarters of the way done, and the 60s were being refurbed at the time. by July, I would say they're going to be about done. I mean, I would imagine they'll almost be done by then, just guessing. But Pam, I cannot say enough about the new rooms. I love them. But what are your thoughts? You've stayed there too.
You know, I love them too. And first of all, I'm going to encourage people to go to the Magic for Less Travels YouTube channel, because we have a video up there of the new rooms. Hello. I think we have a couple, actually. But it's a great look. It gives you kind of, you know, an inside look at everything. But I love the new rooms too. And I will tell you, not for any other reason other than I'm just not a value girl. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the value resorts. I think they're great, but we travel so often, and we're there for extended periods of time that we need a little extra space or my family will kill each other. So that's why we tend to spread out. But I stayed there with my husband and daughter for a few nights right after they were renovated so we could get that lovely video. And we all really liked the room. I loved how clean it was. I love that they took out the carpet. I love that they really thought about storage and how guests use the room. They have added a ton more USB ports. Hello. These moves that Disney is making in terms of their room decor really puts them in line with other hotel rooms where they have more updated rooms. And I know some people are like, oh, they don't have some of the charm or they don't have whatever. I can tell you that every room that we've stayed at that has been updated, it has a more contemporary feel. It absolutely still has Disney touches. It feels like a Disney resort, but it also feels like a really great resort, and it looks like a really great resort. And we have the opportunity to stay at, you know, hotels and resorts all over. And I think this is absolutely a move in the right direction for Disney. There's still little touches there in that room. When you look around, when you pull down that bed, you get to see it. The Mickeys that are over top of, you know, the other bed are wonderful. There's just a lot of things to love about this room. There really are.
Yeah, it does. It feels very Disney. Once you're in there and settled, and there's, you know, you don't realize how awesome it is to have that many places to charge your devices and to just have a place for everything. When you put your stuff away and the room feels clean, that there's something to be said.
Yes.
For that. And, you know, I'm a value person because I love making my family put up with my morning person personality, you know, in tight quarters, you know, on a vacation, because nobody else is a morning person. I get back from my run, I'm like, man, I've already run 8, 9, 10 miles. What's up, people? You're still sleeping. Let's go to the Magic Kingdom.
You're one of those people that I will want to kill.
Exactly. So I'm a morning person too. I really am a big morning person. And yeah, I know. I mean, thankfully Steve is too. Otherwise we would kill each other, but Hannah is not. So she's like, when she wakes up in the morning, she's like, no talkie. And
I'm like, oh. That's me. No talkie.
Yeah.
Hey.
My whole family wants to kill
okay,
me.
Okay, sunshine.
Yes.
And it just makes it more fun because nobody else in my family is a morning person. I'm like, come on, man. I told them to hold a bus. There's a bus waiting at the stall right now. If you can get a shower and brush your teeth, we can get on that one.
I would actually kill you, I think. Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? We've had questions from three different continents. Let's make it four. We're going
all
to
right.
another continent.
Wow.
We're heading to Australia, folks. Strap in.
Nice.
Now, here's the deal. This is an Is This Romantic email, because, you know, I figured it came from the Southern Hemisphere and from the other side of the world. Maybe it just took longer to get here and it missed Valentine's Day because it came in a little bit late. But we're going to give some Is This Romantic advice here. So it's just, hi, BOGP crew. Madison from Melbourne, Australia here. Hope this email is on time. Well, not really, but we'll do it anyway. Take your pick. Okay, she has five options here. So we got to make this kind of a rapid fire thing. One, is dinner at Whispering Canyon romantic? I like that actually is a good, real question. Pam, is it romantic or is it just fun? Whispering Canyon.
It is just fun. It is not romantic, unfortunately. It just really isn't. There's a lot of hooping and hollering. I guess you can get married if it's your anniversary. I've seen them do a little, you know, ceremony for that. You know, but for me, it's just not super romantic. But here's what is. Eat a big meal, because you will, because it's an all-you-can-eat skillet. Hello. Load up on that food. Drag yourselves by one of the fireplaces, sit down and enjoy and just relax. And that is romantic, I'm going to say.
All right, a little bonus coverage. Okay, here's the second situation. Is scavenging for cookies and holiday snacks at the Christmas party romantic, Ricky? So this is kind of up your alley, making sure you get your money's worth by scavenging for cookies and holiday snacks during the party. What do you think?
if you stop and enjoy the snacks, I'm going to go with yes, that can be romantic. Yes.
So you have to eat them along the way. That's the qualifier for you.
Now you got to stop and eat. Yeah, stop and like enjoy your like time together for a minute. Yeah, like, I mean, you don't have to sit there for like 20 minutes eating a cookie or, you know, drinking a hot chocolate, but, you know, just sit there and enjoy your time. Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Okay. Just don't stuff 57 of them into your purse like Ricky's known to do at those parties.
Anyway. I may or may not say that that's correct. Yes.
Okay. Here's the third one. Is sharing Ohana bread pudding from the Tambu Lounge romantic? Pam, this one's yours. Sharing some bread pudding at Tambu Lounge.
I would say that's romantic. I'm just saying, because first of all, I think, you know, you just pop in and get something that you know you really like. You don't have to have, you know, a big meal to do this. And you're there and enjoy. I think the Polynesian itself, I feel like whenever I step on Polynesian grounds, I feel a little more romantic. I'm just going to say it has that kind of effect on me. There's tiki torches. There's Polynesian music. It's all fantastic. And bread pudding, that seems kind of romantic too. So I'm going yes with that.
Well, I'll take your word on that one. Okay, Ricky, we have one here. Is date night at Hoop-Dee-Doo review romantic? What do you think?
I mean, okay, so Hoop is still one of those places I haven't been yet. I know, shocker.
Good. It's so good.
I know, it's on my list. But with all that being said, so I can't speak at it from like an experience situation. But I mean, you know, there are a lot of people who celebrate anniversaries and stuff at Hoop-Dee-Doo. So I'm going to go with yes, of course.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say no, unless they call you out and like the singer comes out and like sings to you in the middle of the crowd. Now that's romantic and very embarrassing, but also romantic. Okay, yes. So her final one, I think we can all agree on this one. Okay, I think we all agree. Is Dinoland USA romantic?
dissent on this one. I think it can be at night. Yes.
She did put that. She put in parentheses at night, maybe.
I have been there at night and you've got the popcorn lights and they're shining bright and everything. And it feels like this. I mean, granted, it's not like it's not like the best like carnival atmosphere, of course, but it feels like this carnival atmosphere going. I think it can be romantic. So I'm totally.
This might explain what's going on with Ricky's relationship. I'm just saying.
This is the millennials lookout on love here. That's what that is.
I don't think that Ricky's a millennial.
Well, she's thinking that way right now. There's nothing romantic about Dino Land.
I'm saying the lights are kind of cool. I do like that.
Also, technically, I am a millennial. Brian is not, but I am.
She's calling poor Brian out on that.
I hit the line. Brian hits it the other way. So
Brian uses his magnifying glass on his iPhone. I'm just saying. That's how that works.
He's done it though since he was 16.
That's true. Okay. All right. Enough of that. All right.
We love Brian.
We're done with the romance. Romance put away. We're done with that for the year. We'll get to that next Valentine's season. All right. Mackenzie's up next. Hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. Love the show. I listen to every episode on my way to work. Are you sure you can't do 5 shows a week? Mackenzie, have you heard today's show? No.
Right?
This is a mess. This is a hot mess.
Would slip. You wouldn't want that.
God, this is just today's a mess. Anyway, great questions, terrible answers today. I'm going to say that.
Just because you disagree with me doesn't mean it's a terrible answer.
I'm just saying. I have a trip planned in March. I'm doing 2 park hopper days during my 5-night stay. The first is Magic Kingdom in Epcot, and the second is Hollywood Studios and then Animal Kingdom. My question is, how do you find the most efficient way to go from Hollywood Studios to Animal Kingdom? Boat to the Yacht Club and then a bus from there? I'm bummed because the express bus transportation is gone. I'm staying at Pop Century, where I heard the minivans have been expanded to, but does that help me when going park to park? If Uber is an option, I'm going to be touring the parks alone this day as a 28-year-old girl and have only used resort transportation in the past, so I want to make sure it is safe and where to catch the Uber. Thanks for your help. I have booked the Keys to the Kingdom, Behind the Scenes, and Caring for Giants tours for this trip, so I'll have a report to back on with how those go. All right, that's awesome. So good stuff. You're going to love those tours. So here's the question. Pam, let me, because here's the thing. Like, being a 28-year-old single woman, I just don't feel comfortable giving advice on whether to take an Uber or Lyft. Because, like, with Paige, I really wouldn't, but she's 21. I really wouldn't want her doing that as a single girl. Now, if, like, it was her and Hannah, they were together, I would feel better. Right. Where do you fall on that? And give her an idea. She wants to go from Hollywood Studios to Animal Kingdom.
So I've actually told my daughter that she cannot take Uber by herself one night. I've pulled the mom card. I realized that she could be living on her own, but she still can't take an Uber by herself. I think it is typically safe, but that kind of worries me just a little bit. It does. And I know there were ratings and all of that. I know that there are people who are probably yelling into their phones or computers, wherever they're listening to us from, but I just can't give that up yet. So anyways, but what I will say is, in looking for good transportation options, first of all, there are the minivans, so you could always do that. That's going to be a $20 charge. I realize it's going to be more than Uber or Lyft, which is probably going to be more around 7 or 8, but that is something to consider. In addition, I would not take the boat over to the yacht club and then get a bus over to Animal Kingdom. First of all, that boat takes forever. Yes, it is always quicker to walk. It doesn't matter if you're right there when the boat's leaving and you start at the same exact time, you're still going to get there before. Always, always, always. So that's not something I do. But what I might do is walk over to the Swan and Dolphin, which is actually going to be the first hotel that you kind of hit in that space, or over to the Boardwalk. But the Boardwalk's actually what you'll hit first when you're taking the path from Hollywood Studios back over to the Epcot area. You'll hit the Boardwalk area first, and then you'll hit the Swan and Dolphin, and then you'll get to the Yacht Club. So that might be an option that I would take. Or you can always take a bus directly from Hollywood Studios right over to Animal Kingdom. There's bus-to-bus transportation at every one of the parks. So
I just thought of that. Why are you making this so hard? There's
part of the park transportation. I don't know. I started down this path, and then I'm like, what am I saying?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, we're making this way because she got me all confused here. Now I'm looking at it, I'm like, couldn't you just take a bus? Like, right. Just right from your studios? Yeah, so that's what I would do. Anyway, she says, also, P.S., if you guys happen to have time, I have a reservation for Yachtman Steakhouse for a signature dining experience with my mom. I've never been there before and have heard great things. Is this truly the best steak on property, or do you guys have prefer somewhere else? Thanks. All right, real quick, Pam, what do you think is the best steak on property? Because you've eaten basically everywhere in a lot of the signature places.
So the best steak on property is whoever's cooking it best that night. It's absolutely true. If you're looking at all the signature meals, it's absolutely true. I mean, the restaurants at Walt Disney World actually do bid on different things, cuts of meats at different times, and then also fish and things like that. It's kind of an interesting process, I've heard. But I will say it really is dependent on who just got a great cut of meat and how they're cooking it. We've had consistently good steaks at Yachtsman Steakhouse. I've heard some that do have not had a good experience there. And I'm not sure what to attribute that to. Is it just an off night? Do they like their steak cooked differently? I don't know. We've also had great steaks at Narcoosie's. We've had good steaks at Flying Fish. We've had good steaks at California Grill. I think there are a lot of good places to get steak. The good news is that most restaurants do have a beef option. I would look at the menu at the signature spots and see, like, Narcoosie's is, they're famous for their like surf and turf option, which we actually had just recently. It was a great option, but you really just have to see what else. Like, I think a good steak is not just a steak, right? It's what you're, the accompaniments, it's what you're drinking with it. It's all of those things. So look at the menu, see if there's one in particular that appeals to you, and I think you'll have a good experience.
All right. Next email. Actually, it's not a question. This one came in yesterday, but I threw it to the top, and you'll see why. Hey, Mike and BOGP, love the podcast and listen to it every week while I'm at work. Currently down at Walt Disney World, and I just asked my girlfriend, now fiance, to marry me on Tuesday in front of the castle.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations!
In front of what seemed like thousands of people, LOL. And she said yes. It would be so cool if we could get a shout out on the podcast sometime. That would be the best. Thanks for all you do and keeping me entertained and informed for this trip. Thanks, Mike and Juliana from Massachusetts.
Yay!
Wait, hang on. Whoa, Mike, sorry, we don't give shout outs. Sorry.
Well, Ricky and I do.
Yeah, so exactly. Like, yay! Congratulations!
No, congratulations. That's awesome. We love that. And you get to ride. If you get engaged, you get right to the top of the queue. So there you go. That's how that works. So maybe they're still there. Maybe they're flying on the way home. Who knows? But congratulations. All right, TJ is up next. My good buddy TJ has a introduction. BOGP crew. Too many letters. I am heading to Orlando for a conference in March for work, and I've added on one extra night to go over to the parks. If you're solo and have one night in the parks, what would you do? I'm leaning towards Animal Kingdom, as I've never experienced that park at night. However, I've also never seen the Star Wars fireworks. Help me, BOGP. You are my only hope. Thanks, TJ. He's in Wheaton, Illinois. You know what? When I only have one night, and this is totally thrown, this is so us, I always go to the Magic Kingdom just because you have so many things to do there, so many classic attractions. And you can get on a lot of stuff without waiting, you know, and stuff like that. But if he's never seen Animal Kingdom at night, that's where I would go, especially considering Pandora. So, Ricky, what would you say to TJ? I would say go to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I think I would say the same thing. I would definitely say go to Animal Kingdom. I think that's going to be a good option for you. So,
all right, Pam, what do you say?
But I'm like you. I would go to Magic Kingdom.
You just get a lot done. You feel accomplished, you know, with only one day.
You feel accomplished. But I agree with that. But yeah, I would definitely do Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom. Yeah.
Pam, thoughts?
If you haven't been to Animal Kingdom, absolutely. I think you have to see it at night. It's beautiful. It truly, truly is. I would probably go to Magic Kingdom or Epcot if it were just me, or Hollywood Studios. See, I'm no help.
I know.
Because
I
like
bad.
All the evening shows. I love all the evening shows. So that's a tough one for me, I'm going to say.
And Illuminations is best. But anyway, Amy's up next with the next question. Hey, Ricky, Pam, and Mike. I don't have a question at this time. I want a shout out. No, just kidding. She didn't say that. No, but she does say she doesn't have a question. She says, I just wanted to reach out and thank you for the advice you've given me recently. My family and I just got back from a trip to Disney, during which we did a split stay at the Contemporary and Animal Kingdom Lodge. I emailed twice with various questions, and your thoughtful responses were a huge help. I'd especially like to thank Pam for her insight about Animal Kingdom Lodge. She advised me that we do two nights there instead of one, and that's exactly what we ended up doing. We did two nights in a club-level room there and really soaked up the resort. My kids love the bead activities and she recommended and collected them all. I'm already starting to think about the next trip, so I'm sure you'll be hearing from me again. Your podcast is my favorite. Keep up the good work, and thanks again for all the helpful tips. Amy's down in Lexington, Kentucky. So well done, Pam. Well done.
All this knowledge has to help somebody, I guess. I mean, you know, I vacation, so your vacation's better. How about that?
That's it. That's whatever floats your boat and justifies you going down again. That's what you got to do.
Yes.
All right. Justin's up next. Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I wrote in previously about my upcoming wedding in Celebration, Florida in April. We've decided not to splurge on a night at the Contemporary, the night of the wedding, as we will be spending most of the afternoon and evening in the park with our family and friends. We felt we weren't going to get enough value out of it this trip, but we'll likely book it for a future anniversary stay. My question today has to do with the Fantasmic dining package. We're planning to eat at Mama Melrose and get the Fantasmic package on this trip. However, some of our family does not plan to stay for the show. Is it possible to have a meal that's mixed with people who are and are not on the Fantasmic dining package? Thanks a lot. Justin's in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. All right, Ricky, so can you have a mixed party there with people that are not staying for Fantasmic at the same table with those that want to see the show? Is that possible in 2018 at Walt Disney World?
I'm going to assume that it would be.
I would think so. I would hope. I think it is.
Pam, yeah, you'd have to make two reservations, though.
But could you sit together, though, right? I mean, if you ask the waiter.
Ask when you check in. But yeah, you'll have to make two different reservations because they're actually different. They come from different reservation pools, which is a surprise to some folks. Some folks have a reservation there, and I'm like, well, I just want the Fantasmic dining package. I'm like, oh, you have to reserve it. So anyways, just make sure that you reserve it for those who want it. And go ahead and don't reserve it for those who don't. Otherwise, they'll have to pay for it.
All right. Last question today comes from Terry. Terry's in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, 30 miles south of Pam. Right
yes,
there.
I mean, it's very close to me, Bethel Park.
Right there. All right. It says, Mike, could you and the ladies please stop telling people how great It is at Olivia's Cafe at Old Key West Resort. You're going to ruin it for the rest of us. It is by far one of the best kept secrets on Walt Disney World property. And if everyone knows how great the all around the menu is, there won't be any chance at getting a seat. Send them to the Rainforest Cafe or Hoop-Dee-Doo or anywhere else.
Thanks, I agree. Terry. So everyone, your next vacation, plan to eat at T-Rex or the Rainforest Cafe. You'll have a great experience.
All right. So, you know what? Yeah, don't go there. We're not going to ever mention it. So what I'm going to do is do one more question so we kind of bury it. It's not the last question.
Okay.
People won't, because otherwise people will keep thinking about it like until Friday.
Right.
We can't have that. So let's sneak in. This one's from Tyler. Hi, guys. Listen to your podcast every week. Love it. I know somewhere in there you mentioned some prime weeks when Food and Wine is going on and the Christmas decorations are up. My question is, when can we expect the 2018 Food and Wine dates to be announced, and what dates do you anticipate? Secondly, when do they put up the Christmas decorations? All right, Ricky, so if you were trying to make this happen, and it is possible, right? You can see the Christmas decorations while Food and Wine's kind of wrapping up there.
Let's say that the Magic Kingdom Christmas decorations.
Yes, okay, yeah, that's what I mean.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the ones that go up first. You won't be able to see like all the resort ones, and the ones even in the other parks will likely not be up. I just want to say that so someone's not disappointed.
That's true. And there won't be decorations at Olivia's either at this point. But Ricky, give some. When
would
you want
to go?
There
will be no decorations. There will be no decorations at Olivia's. And also, don't go to Olivia's.
Yeah, the fried chicken is horrible. Oh,
forget.
It's so bad. And that burger.
The Ball Street burger.
Yes.
Terrible.
That burger
we've ordered it again and again, hoping it will get better.
That burger, it made me feel like when I watched Live PD last Saturday night. I was like, oh. Anyway, so let's move on from that. Okay, so I guess. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I shouldn't have said that. Go ahead, Ricky. When should they go? Let's get back on topic here.
Oh, yes, please. Okay, so no, unfortunately, of course, by the time this airs, they will have announced the dates. But as of right now, they have not announced the dates for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. However, the event usually, I will say, happens September, October, and November, partial. It depends on when it is. Last year, it started in August, at the end of August. So, but it usually will happen those months. And it's only partially through November. So it's usually through like Veterans Day weekend is like typically lately when the last time they have the last dates for Food and Wine, although I guess it'll depend on when Wine and Dine is too. That'll help me. Hold on. Let me look up when Wine and Dine is.
It's the first weekend in November. I looked today for somebody. It's like the first through the fourth.
Oh, yeah. It's the first through the fourth. Oh, that's early this year. Wow.
Yep,
okay. All right. That's interesting. So with that being said, that makes things a little more interesting. Do we know when Veterans Day is this year? I guess I should look that up too.
I could, but I'd trigger everybody's Amazon device if I yelled it out right now, and I caught some heck for that.
I'll look it up right now. So Veterans Day is November 11th. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. So it's it's the same day every year, I think, basically. So
It is.
Not basically, it is the same day every year. But go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
Sort of like,
thank
it's
you.
Like Christmas is always on the 25th.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Isn't it weird how that works? I wonder if it's only in America.
Halloween's always on the 31st. Go ahead.
Anyway, I dislike you both. Anyway, so that'll be the. I would assume if I'm taking bets, I'm going to assume that it goes through the 12th. Because it'll probably go through that Monday. So they'll start putting up the Christmas decorations probably like right around the third or so at the Magic Kingdom, because maybe even the second of November, just taking a guess at it about how early they started last year. So, it's usually anywhere between I'd say you're going to be golden like the fifth through the 12th as of right now, but that's just me throwing things up in the air and taking a guess, but of November. So.
All right. Well, that's going to, good answer. So, you know what? While you were answering that, and I wasn't really paying that close attention to what you're saying, I came up with a tag for today's podcast. So here it is.
It's not something.
No,
it's
awesome. This is all. I can only do this for today's show. Four continents, three podcasters, two ears, and one great show.
Wow. I might go with one mediocre show, yes. But other
one
than that, you've got
a completed show.
That's it. One.
Yes.
one additional show.
I like that.
One additional podcast. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so anyway, that was kind of fun. No, so thanks for all the questions. Send those in to mike@beourguestpodcast.com. We love your questions, comments, so send those in. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com. Ricky, what are we reading about on Theme Park News Disney Edition, that great free iOS app you can get right now?
So I think it was announced that Toy Story Land opens on June 2nd. I think. So in case you missed the news, Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios opens on June 30th. And for those who don't know, there are going to be three attractions as part of the land. It's going to be Slinky Dog Dash, Alien Swirling Saucers, and Toy Story Mania will be incorporated into the land. And there's also going to be the Woody's Lunchbox quick service snacky kind of stand. So Toy Story Land, it's a thing. Who knew?
You forgot about the baked potato stand. Mr. Potato Head's baked potato stand.
Dude, that
would
be
sweet,
genius.
Wouldn't it? Like a little potato bar, like you seriously get all your toppings?
I know, yeah. But it'd be like you're committing some kind of atrocity.
No, seriously, though, like I put this on my Twitter this past week. I was like, okay, so I think it was the Shanghai Toy Story Land gets like pizzas in the shape of the little green men aliens, right? And we get Baby Bell cheese. What is up with that?
You could have like pork chops. You could have all kinds of stuff. There are all kinds of dining locations. Like little Bo Peeps pork chops. That'd be awesome. Anyway, so yeah, grab the free iOS app. Some of this stuff may or may not be fake news. I'm just saying, but there's no fake news on the app, so check it out. It's Theme Park News Disney Edition over at virtualmickey.com. Oh, did we ever get confirmation that we're the Trump cupcakes on President's Day?
Little orange ones?
No, didn't get them. I was just wondering. I thought we might see them. You'd see them on Instagram. That'd be like all the rage. Anyway, so don't forget you can follow the show on Instagram or Twitter. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but we're at BRGuestMike. And I don't know why you'd want to like the show on Facebook either. It's facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. All right. We hope that the numbers are still steady on Friday. We'll have to wait and see. But, we'll try harder next Wednesday. And Friday's show is going to be one for the books because I'm in a weird mood today. So I'm just warning you because we do these close together.
Don't encourage us by saying anything about the show whatsoever.
Yes, I'm just saying. So you want to stay tuned for Friday. So until then, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you an awesome Wednesday. Time to head back to work. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.